Today, there are resources to help those with physical challenges, but a century ago, that was often not the case. That is what makes this lady's story even more remarkable. Her life is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes, and now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942, and mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Helen Keller was born in Tuscumbia, Alabama in 1880. At the age of 19 months, she developed a high fever that left her deaf and blind. The family sought medical help, but to no avail. At the age of 6, though, a doctor gave them what seemed to be unusual advice.
An eye specialist in Maryland told the family, you need to take her to see Alexander Graham Bell. His first love was actually working with deaf people.
Lynn Weaver at the Keller Homestead, Ivy Green, says Alexander Graham Bell had good reason to want to help young Helen.
His mother was deaf. His wife was deaf. She had been a student. And he told the family she does not need a doctor. She needs a teacher.
Bell suggested they write a letter to the school and see if a teacher could be sent to Tuscumbia to work with Helen. The school sent a teacher named Ann Sullivan.
Annie had a really sad background. Her family were very poor Irish immigrant potato farmers. Her mother died of tuberculosis, which was rampant. She and her little brother Jimmy ended up living in a poorhouse.
Her younger brother died, and Annie developed eye infections that left her partly blind. She begged to be allowed to go to school and eventually found her way to Perkins, the school that would send her to Tuscumbia to teach Helen Keller.
When Annie arrived, I know she thought it was going to be a great job. They were going to pay her $25 a month plus room and board. But then, of course, she met Helen. Helen was very mischievous. Helen locked the teacher up in the bedroom right after she arrived. We laugh about it today. I don't think it was too funny at the time.
But Annie would make a breakthrough with Helen, and the world would come to know the pair. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Tuscumbia, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCray.